polling location was on 43rd Street between 1st and 2nd, a building that I've passed, I don't know, thousands of times and never thought about it being a polling location because I'd never voted there before. And they moved around a whole bunch of polling centers this year, which I thought was bizarre, including putting one in my daughter's school, which I thought, if you're having kids back in school, why would you put a polling center there and then have to do the deep clean before some kids are back in school the next day, which my daughter was today. But it was so one, it's not volunteer. I mean, I would have volunteered anyway, but you do get paid. I'll end up donating it to some cause, but you do get paid. I don't know what the sum of money is, but it is a long day. I mean, it is a got there just before 5 o'clock and you are on your feet pretty much until we got out of there about 10:20 p.m. And I mean, I exercised, but my feet were sore, my legs were sore, and we had 956 people come through, and I had no idea how many people I had expected to come through. When we voted early, it was 2 weeks ago, and I got in line at 9:15 at our polling center on 26th Street, and polls opened at 10, and we were finished at 11:15. So it was a 2-hour process. When the polls opened yesterday at 6, there was a long line. Some people waited an hour, 15, hour and a half, and we probably had 700 people between 6 a.m. and 9:30, and then for the next 11 and a half hours, 256 people. You'd actually appreciate this. At 8:30, I said to the group, I'm setting the over-under at 3.5 voters. And some people were from between now and 9 o'clock, and some people looked at me like, what's half a voter? Like, does that mean a kid? And I was like, well, no, when you set the total on something, and so they're looking at me like I'm crazy, or that I had some sort of insight into the voting process about halves that they didn't. And then there ended up being 5, with the last person coming in at 8:58 and then saying, when I was working in the privacy booths, and she said, do you have any recommendations? I said, ma'am, I can't do that. I can't tell you who to vote for. I'm not allowed to do that. But it was some process, archaic to an extent. And so I hope it does evolve a bit more digitally, although check-in is now digital. But it is a process that involves so many envelopes, so many folders, so many steps, all sorts of color-coded nonsense, this envelope in this one, 2 keys in this one, now double envelope this one, switch the green tab to the red tab. But look, when it's an election on the line, I guess that's what you have to do.
I don't think so. I mean, right now you do. Like you said, the word is archaic. We're talking to Noah Kozlov, covers the NBA, does college football play-by-play. We here in Nevada, and I know there's a lot of people around the country who are like, get your act together, Nevada. We have it together. These were the rules. We get to count here until Friday. Yeah. Noah, in comparison, you were in the biggest city in this country, most populated city in this country, and you mentioned your voting took 2 hours. Mine took 16 minutes. That is just blanking mind-boggling. Right?
Wait, yours was 16 minutes yesterday, or did you do early voting?
I did early voting.
Early voting.
I did early voting.
Mine was like 10.
Yeah. John took 10. And I think, I don't have, I mean, there were lines yesterday here in Nevada. Uh-huh. And there may have been cases where people waited, you know, a couple of hours online. But we at least, if people can't, you know, budget their time, or they just, you know, they have to work here Monday to Saturday, then I feel for them. Maybe they can't get the time off. But it's crazy the differences around the country. So overall, Noah Kozlov's with us. Working the polls, inspiring, mostly aggravating? Certainly. Like, what was your take from all of it?
No, it was certainly inspiring, for sure. And look, what got me to do it in the first place was the pandemic. That, you know, I grew up going to a local polling station. I'm from Pennsylvania, and you know, we want to talk about states with trying to get their acts together.
Yeah.
And so I remember I used to go up to like a local private school, and you know, all the people that worked there were all older than my parents.